Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 901 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Listen, last week this made the Twitter rounds and retweeted it, and it has had gotten a lot of traction. Chris Bassett was on with Chris Rose on Chris Rose's podcast. It was actually the first podcast that I'd ever listened to a whole thing. I wanted to see, because some people were saying, Chris Rose,
hopefully
you're saying
not on that terrible computer with your busted out speakers.
No, I did on my phone.
Okay. Yeah, so you could hear.
I could hear it. So the famous one was Chris Bassett. When asked about, Chris Rose asked him about the Houston cheating scandal, he said, listen, Houston was the guinea pig. You know what? They used Houston to clean up the whole league. Houston was not the only team doing stuff. And finally, I retweeted it and said, finally, someone's telling the truth about this stuff. Well, I thought the next thing that Chris Bassett, who's an A's starting pitcher, for those of you that don't know, he's the guy that got hit in the face earlier this year, and he came back, and actually him not being there for a while really helped the Astros because the A's really fell apart. But Chris Bassett went on to say this about Major League Baseball.
Well, no, I just think it was a point in the sport where the entire sport knew what was going on. So it was like, well, Houston's doing this, so we got to do this to try to keep up with them. And instead of someone stepping up, and I don't mean a player, instead of like the MLB or whoever it may be, they knew what was going on and said, no one stepped up. Everyone let it happen. And unfortunately, it escalated into something so big that John Boy and freaking the internet had to basically tattle on all the people and be like, they literally basically had to shove the proof in the MLB's face before they did anything, which is always, it's always the case with the MLB. The MLB never is ahead of a story.
Right.
They're always chasing the story behind and trying to cover up everything with the steroids. And that's how it's always been, unfortunately.
He can't be more dead on. First of all, that the Astros...
About all of it.
That the Astros were the guinea pig. And second, I'm a big Chris Bassett fan. Chris Bassett is... He is teammates with the Rat, Mike Fiers, right?
And he even in the podcast says that the Rat told him what a bunch of great guys there are over there. And like that... The Astros dugout. Of course, Fiers feels that way. He's still snitched, but whatever. Major League Baseball wasn't going to do anything because, just like steroids, unless you put their feet to the fire, they don't. And now the feet aren't to the fire, so they're not going to follow up on Yankees, Dodgers, Red Sox.
No, they wanted to go away. This is typical Major League Baseball.
Absolutely.
You know what? They let the Astros roast, and they hit it from it because they didn't want a giant scandal. Steroids was a disaster for Major League Baseball. It's all people were talking about for a while. People turned away from the game. Major League Baseball didn't want the entire league to be implicated. They just wanted one scapegoat, and they got it. And let's move on. And the Astros, who cares if the Astros are hated? It's the Astros. It ain't the Yankees. It ain't the Red Sox. It ain't the Dodgers. It's the Astros. No one cares about the Astros, so we'll let them fry while everybody else gets away with it and everybody else can throw accusations when they know that they were doing crap. And Chris Bassett is the only one, current major leaguer. Now, we've seen other guys. I mean, we've seen Doug Glanville come out and say, steroids were way worse than this. We saw, who was the guy that was a former pitcher? He came out and said...
I can't remember.
Colorado.
Yeah, he was the first one. He was the first one who came out. And we're not even talking about like Jack McDowell. We're talking about I can't. Do you remember the pitcher?
It wasn't a pitcher. It was Eric Kratz, the catcher.
Eric Kratz, the catcher. Yeah, Eric Kratz.
Kratz was the first one that came out. Yeah. And I had a little bit of an argument. I'm not going to get into it, but I had a little bit of an argument with a national writer over the weekend. And I told him that I think that there's a huge bias in terms of the narrative surrounding the Astros. And the problem that Houston area fans have with national media members is that we know the team cheated. Some people think the World Series isn't tarnished. I think it is. Personally, I've accepted that. But it doesn't. But once you do that, you move on. And now what? Well, what's happened is that the Astros have proven themselves all along. Major League Baseball had a huge investigation. They were given immunity to put all the information out there. And the players told the truth on everything. They were found to have cheated in 17. They are vehement that they did not cheat. There is nothing going on. In 18, never any buzzers or anything in 19. Despite that, obviously, everything's ripe for conspiracy theory now in our country. So, and John Boy, who he pointed out, was the number one guy to push a bad conspiracy theory that I think he probably regrets, if you ask me.
By the way, John Boy is an opportunistic jock sniffer trying to sell merch.
Right, yeah, he's got Astros... ALCS, AL, American League champs.
Go to his. I checked his timeline. He won't talk about the Astros. There's basically no Astros talk. He'll talk about he's watching this series. He's watching the Braves. The Astros and Red Sox were playing, and he basically, except for a game where the Red Sox were smashing the Astros, he doesn't even mention that series. He clearly is like, I'm not going to talk about the Astros, but he's trying to sell Astros championship merchandise on his site.
Yeah.
Do not be a chode.
And just below it.
Don't be a chode and buy something off
of
his site.
Oh, and then just below it, you just scroll down and all the Astros cheating trash cans, you can buy those too.
So, yeah, he was a big part of pushing the Jose.
POS.
I personally blame him for the crap that Jose Altuve gets today. I believe that he was the number one culprit. And I hope that my guess is he knows he should not have run with that one because that was way out of line, circling a crease on a shirt and saying that Carlos Beltran's niece direct messaged him. Two massive, massive misses. Regardless, he was right, what Bassett said. John Boy did have to push everything out there. But I argue with this national baseball writer, and one of the things that I said was, look, you guys have not followed up on, yeah, the Astros cheated, but you haven't followed up on anyone else. You've just let them sit out there and twist in the wind. Even though I know you guys know the same thing we know. And his point was, oh, you're just saying that now because of Bassett. I said, Bassett, this is a perfect example how you don't even pay attention to this. There have been multiple players who have come out and made comments. And if you chose to, you could have introduced that into, it doesn't even have to be a huge article, but you could have introduced it into the way you covered the Astros. But you intentionally choose not to, or you're willfully ignorant and you don't even know about Kratz making that comment. Like, I don't think this guy even knew that Kratz made the comment. And granted, it's on our radar because Astros Twitter, if they find it, they'll push it through and we will see that. But that's just a perfect example of national people absolutely won't follow it. And some of them are so disingenuous that they know that cheating has gone on with the other teams. They've been around baseball. They've talked to baseball people. They know that's the case. But they're willing to let the Astros just be the face of cheating. And so that's why Astros fans get salty with national people, because you guys willingly and willfully turn a blind eye to that and you let the Astros. And so now it's us against the world, chip on the shoulder from a team-based, from a fan-based standpoint, and that's what it is. And you and I, people, I could sense that there were some people I argued with who, like, there's some people who don't like the fact that we lean into the cheating thing. And it's not Astros fans. They loved it. Go look at the comments on our YouTube page when we did our whistling stuff. People love it. The people who don't, like, you cheated. And this, you know, you really need to actually be contrite. Like, they can't stand that we lean into it now. But sorry, I'm like, yeah, trains, whistles, we're doing all that. Yeah. The airplane, absolutely. We absolutely had the airplane, and we're doing all those things.
Yeah, as well we should.
No, you need to be hurt. You need to be put. This should hurt you that you cheat. No, but it doesn't. But it doesn't hurt me.
No, that's over. You trying to hurt me?
When Dad would give me a spanking, that would hurt when I was a kid. But guess what? At some point, it was over, and I'm going to play outside.
You got
to
give that stiff upper lip and go. I'm okay. It's okay.
To get a pitch called no, we're not doing that anymore.
No.
Like, oh, well, it's like when mom spanked me. My brother, like a dumbass, said, you don't even spank hard. Shut up, Mike. Yeah. That's what it's like now when you say, you guys, cheaters. Like, that's mom spanking me. That's nothing. Oh, you think this mom spanking hurts you call cheaters? Yeah, and we'll do it again, yep. Bitch.
What? Oh, what?
Yeah, we'll cheat again.
That. We're not cheating.
And we cheated once, and we'll cheat again.
Okay.
You see that plane flying by? That's ours. What? You hear that whistle? That's our whistle. You see the guy going, go, man, Petos. That's a curveball, ho. Stop being mad, ho. It's a curveball. Oh. Ho, yeah. Oh, curveball's coming. Yeah,
no, pretzels. Are
pretzel. Oh, yeah, pretzels.
Peanuts.
Petos, peanuts. Peanuts is, yeah, it's a sinker. So, yeah, all of them are cheating. I want you and all your team and everyone else to think it's still cheating.
And I want you to say it publicly. Care. I want one of your players to come out and accuse the Astros.
Please. What if Charlie Morton came out and goes, we can't wait to beat these cheaters.
You
ain't saying that, Charlie. Charlie would never. In a billion years.
Charlie's
a good person.
I wish we could get Charlie on.
Charlie's a good person.
Charlie's a great person. Okay, before we come back, when we come back, we're going to talk NFL and what happened yesterday. Not with our team. Who gives? No one cares.
Ready for this?
No one cares.
Texas has been outscored 97-10.
No one cares.
In the second
no
half of games.
Go
over
to
610
if you want to hear Texans every segment. Yeah, go.
That's a good point.
You know what? Go if that's what you want. But before we go to break, a little disrespectful. Ranking every player in this World Series, they have Martin Maldonado 40th. I know he doesn't hit. Brett Strom said he's the most valuable player on this team. Martin Maldonado made the biggest play of the postseason. What about the strike him out, throw him out?
Massive. I get that he hits 50. I get that. But at some point, you do have to acknowledge, you know, unlike Brad Ausmus, Brad Ausmus was very important because he handles the staff and can frame pitches. Like, no, this guy... Maldonado had, well, maybe I'm being disrespectful.
You are
Brad,
being disrespectful.
But they couldn't hit at all.
No.
So Brad having an extra.
Well, actually, Ausmus was a better hitter than Maldonado is right now.
I know, but he seemed terrible.
I know, but still.
He seemed more terrible than
Did he
Maldonado.
Not hit the home run?
No, he actually hit like, he was a killer. He hit like 230.
Yeah.
That's when batting averages used to be higher, though.
Maldonado was awful this year. Well, and you know what? He still is. And you know what they still do? Put him out there every day.
But Maldonado is a better defensive catcher than even Brad Ausmus
was. Yeah. Yeah.
And Ausmus was good, and he handled the staff. But when your lineup's not as good, the Astros lineup, Yuli hit seventh. You can fade a bad hitting catcher.
Yeah.
It's okay. We can fade a bad catcher.
Yep. And when Chaz is eighth. I mean, he's still good. That's an eight-hole hitter. That's pretty damn good. He and Jake and Siri, those are pretty good eight-hole hitters. So you can fade Maldonado making outs. It just seems like he's up every time he's up. There's guys on and two outs every time. 913 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. Did you watch the Cougs game 5.5 hours later the other night?
Well, what a... weird thing that was.
Well, it really was. I stayed up till the end.
Can't cancel the game, but I was like,
So I
thought it was going to be canceled. Once we got 4 hours in, I'm like, I don't think they're playing this.
So they were up 14. Back comes East Carolina, tie it up, go overtime. First run, first play, that Houston, who hadn't been able to run the ball all night, scores a touchdown, and then they take the ball away. They have a fumble. And they beat East Carolina in overtime. You know what now? One loss against no losses, SMU. So guess what's happening Saturday night at TDECU. Big game. Biggest game that they've had there in a while. SMU comes in undefeated. Team that wins this game, probably playing Cincinnati for the championship. More than likely. So this is big, people. This is huge. This is what you want to be out there for. I understand not waiting 5.5 hours the other night. It was a shame because they had a homecoming. They had a great tailgate. But there's going to be a great tailgate out there. Make up for it if you weren't able to hang around last week. That's okay. This week, SMU. All right. 713-GO-COUGS. 713-GO-COUGS. That's COOGS or UHCougars.com. Get your tickets. Step right up. Get on out there. Big game this Saturday at TDECU.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
Hey guys, Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC wants you to get out there and check out the great offers that they have going on. You can find the programs by going to LanceZCars.com. The programs are the different lease options, purchase allowances, dealer cashback, things like that. Right now, 2.49% APR for 72 months for a Chevy Silverado 1500 crew cab. Right now, you've got the 0% financing for 72 months on select Buick SUV models that are out there. The 2021 GMC Sierra 1500 crew cab model, they got a $2,000 purchase allowance for you. Plus, current eligible Buick or GMC owners or lessees get an additional $250 a purchase allowance and 250 GM financial bonus cash. So there's a lot of different things that are out there waiting for you to take advantage of them. New offers on GMC Acadia. But the best thing for you to do is to go to the website LanceZCars.com and take a look for yourself at what's out there and what the options are for you from a purchase or lease standpoint. There's more and more vehicles filling up the lot after a very slow period. And I can just tell you this, when you find the vehicle you want, Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC is going to go out of their way to get you the trade-in value and to give you the service that is going to make you smile and tell other people about the vehicle and where you got it. Make sure you go to LanceZCars.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right. More surprising yesterday, the Bengals going into Baltimore and beating their ass, or the other one was the Titans beating the Chiefs' ass like that.
The Chiefs are trying to tell you who they are.
They really are.
At what point are we going to listen?
No. I bet the Chiefs yesterday, and I'm like, how stupid am I? This is their team. They're not that good.
The Chiefs, that you need to start listening to who a team is. When they tell you who we are, look, we're the Chiefs. This is who we are. We don't rush the passer effectively. We don't have a very good secondary. Our quarterback has lost all of his confidence, has no confidence in the offensive line, and is now doing all the stuff that I warned about when he came out, and I look like a fool for comparing him to Jay Cutler. You know what he's playing like right now? Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
So that's what he's playing like this year. He leads the NFL in interceptions, and if that's not enough, when he's not throwing interceptions, he's fumbling. I mean, Andy Reid is completely right now locked up because he can't just rely on the running game and work pass off of it.
So what you're saying then is Patrick Mahomes isn't the greatest quarterback ever to play the game, which is that's a bunch of malarkey because that's what I've heard the last 2 years now. He's the greatest quarterback to ever play.
But this is why the context, and I know you're being facetious, but this is why the context.
No, Mahomes, I mean, a lot of people think he's up there with Brady and Montana.
Pat Mahomes is trending in that direction. Absolutely. He was trending in that direction. But guess what's happened since he threw his 50 touchdowns? Stair step downwards. And that tells you one of two things. Maybe the league wasn't ready for him initially, and now they found his tells. And they found. I can tell you that I know for a fact the Chiefs know this too. Teams want to flush him. He's a guy who doesn't like to work from the pocket. Ever since he's been at Texas Tech, he kind of has gotten used to taking off outside of the pocket and voiding the pocket. And teams have learned to play him. They've learned to push him out of the pocket. They want him on the move because they're not that worried about him beating them with his arm. They know he's going to make some plays, but he started to make some really bad throws and bad decisions. And he's not hanging on to the ball right now. And the fumbling is still a problem. And they are right now who you need to listen to them when they tell you, no, this is who we are. We're the Kansas City Chiefs, and this is who we are. And you might need to listen to the Tennessee Titans because the Titans are telling you who they are as well.
Matthew, Patrick Mahomes got married. Again, Ricky Fowler.
Pat Mahomes, Alex Bregman.
I don't think Mahomes is married yet.
Actually,
he's having he's a baby.
No,
he got
married.
Engaged.
They're married.
Wait, are we
no,
sure?
No, they got engaged
after
she announced the pregnancy. I don't think they got married.
Patrick Mahomes married. Let's see. Are they not wearing? No, no, no. And his fiance.
Yeah, because she posted the picture announcing the pregnancy.
That's June 11th.
But, I mean, that was before.
Setting wedding date. That's in March. What is the wedding date? No, they're not married yet.
Oh, but he asked her.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's still.
That's kind of.
It's
so it's right there.
I mean, baby marriage. It's kind of same thing.
It's the scent of the first marriage.
Jason says, and the Chiefs are on the hook for $500 million. Oops. Yikes. No, he's good. I'll still take him.
Well, I'll take him.
But I'll tell you this right now.
He gets back to where it is. But my wife said yesterday, how often does this happen where quarterbacks just lose it? And I said, well, it happened with Carson Wentz. And that's the only one that I can think of where a guy, and Carson Wentz wasn't an MVP. It doesn't happen often where a quarterback just kind of loses it. Right now, Pat Mahomes has lost it. He's lost his mojo. Not the same guy. And looking at other teams, like, you know, the Ravens had really been skating by with some luck. They got their asses kicked by Joe Mixon and Joe Burrow and Jamar.
Jamar
by
Chase.
The way, I can just throw my ticket away that says Trevor Lawrence Rookie of the Year because Jamar Chase has won the award.
Holy crap.
The
guy who couldn't catch a cold in the preseason.
I know. And I can't believe I made this argument. You know, I was putting Jamar Chase with the Bengals, and somebody made the point, you've got to have an offensive line to protect Joe Brady. Joe Burrow, listen to me. My dad, an offensive line coach, once told me this because he really wanted Kellen Winslow at the time, and Junior, and they ended up getting him instead of an offensive lineman who ended up being a bust. And his point was, and it's an offensive line coach, hey, I need some talent, but I can coach guys up. Special players who make touchdowns or who stop touchdowns, those are the guys that should be the highest picks. And this is when my dad was with Cleveland. And you look at Jamar, and this is why Jamar Chase should have been the choice. Well, you've got T. Higgins, and you've got Boyd, and you've got A.J. Green. Well, A.J.'s not there anymore. And Boyd and Higgins, who cares? If you have a special player who makes touchdowns, you can find an offensive tackle. You really can to protect Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow can get the ball out faster. You can't find Jamar. Jamar Chases don't grow on trees. Starting tackles, if you, in case you didn't know, take a look at who the Texans have. Charlie Heck starting right now. Jaron Christian is starting right now. You can get you can find starters. You don't find Jamar Chase.
No,
that doesn't grow on trees. No. And that guy is playing great. They are leading the AFC North, John. The Bengals are leading the AFC North. The Raiders. We're gonna start taking a look at Derek Carr as a potential MVP candidate this year. Believe it or not. And the Raiders. Credit to them. Credit to Gruden back in the day. Sticking with Derek Carr.
Rank the AFC West teams.
I mean, if you're being realistic about it, you go Chargers, you go Raiders. Who am I missing? I'll go Chiefs and then Broncos.
Yeah,
that's how it should be rated.
Or Raiders first.
Yeah, you could.
And they did that yesterday without Waller. Waller was hurt.
Yeah, that was an impressive ass kicking that they gave him. I'm super pissed that when the Texans trade Deshaun to Miami, Miami doesn't have their first round pick because that pick's looking low. That pick's looking like a good pick. Miami keeps finding ways to lose, like idiots. I get scoring because you needed a touchdown, but I think I would have tried to eat some time off that clock. As soon as I saw how much time was left on the clock, like they're going to get beat by a field goal. And sure enough, Kyle Pitts is doing exactly what he was supposed to do.
Oh, my God. The one-handed catch he made.
Shonk. With the other hand being held by the defender. Penalty, he went for, last I saw, 136 yards. Maybe it went up from there even higher. Kyle Pitts is the truth. I mean, he is the absolute truth. Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers keep coasting along. I mean, he keeps struggling after that week one disaster against New Orleans. It looks like he's almost at the end of his career. But the good thing is Jameis is playing exceptional football. That was week one narratives. Hmm. Things have changed a lot since then.
Yeah. Art says, when your wife asked about Mahomes and how often that fall off happens, why didn't you tell her to get back in the kitchen, woman? I'll tell you when the meal's ready.
Real reckless with other people's marriages.
Yeah. That's art.
Nothing else. NFC East, nothing really to see here or talk about here. NFC North, not really anything. NFC South, Tampa just mashed Justin Fields and that offense.
Remember when Green Bay was really terrible and it was over?
That's what I said. Like Aaron Rodgers can't play anymore. He's done. Boy, this Jameis Winston had 5 touchdown passes, like 140 yards passing. But
what? Okay, so the Texans play the Rams at home this week. What do you think the line is?
The Texans are at home against the Rams?
Yeah.
13.5.
It should be 19.5. It's 14.5.
Yeah.
It should be. Are you kidding me? That defense against Stafford and Kupp and Henderson?
I know, but you have to do the math on that. So now let's add 6 the other way around. So at home, it would be 19, the Rams 19.5. That sounds about right.
No, yeah.
I mean, it was 18.5 for Arizona. Oh, they'll cover. They still covered. Now you say,
and,
okay,
and the Texans couldn't have played better in the first half.
And
they still covered.
And now you say Rams. I told you, John, in the second half of games, the Texans this year are 0-7 against the number in second half lines. They're 123-27. They've been outscored almost 100 points in 7 games. The last 5 games, they've been outscored 92-10. They're averaging 2 points. In the second half, they're being beaten right now 18-2 on average. 18-2 is basically what they're being beat by in the second half of games on average.
I would have thought it was worse. Okay, how much does it change if Tyrod Taylor is a starter?
I think it changes. And Tyrod is coming back to practice. And you know what? We got our look at Mills.
That was it.
I feel confident that Mills is an NFL backup.
Yeah.
Maybe he can develop into a good one. Maybe eventually for another team, develop into a low-level starter. And maybe they don't go with the quarterback in this year's draft. But it ain't Mills. I didn't think it was, and it's not going to be.
I don't understand why it can't be Tyrod again. If you don't have a guy.
Oh, Band-Aid. But yeah.
Well, no. That's right. If you don't have a guy that you love, like you took Mills in the third round, you couldn't have loved him.
Well, you mean Millsy.
So why is it that you have to? No, use those top picks. If there isn't that stud quarterback there that you love, you know what? Go with Tyrod another year and wait to see if you can't get one next year.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, not if there's a guy that you don't love.
No, but the problem with Tyrod is he's hurt. He's starting to be hurt.
Oh, my God. He's always hurt.
You can't really have a starter who's always hurt. So I'm with you. Maybe you find another Band-Aid quarterback for a year. Maybe Case comes over or whatever again, you know?
Oh, cool. That'd be great.
That's fine if you want to Band-Aid it up, but it ain't Mills.
It's 9:30 ESPN 97.5. Time for you to talk. You were All-State, right, in high school?
I was not. There's All-State. I was not All-State, but that has nothing to do with All-State siding and windows.com. This is not a designation of your high school performance. It is a company who's been in business for almost 50 years, owned and operated by the same family, family members who work all, you know, inside the company. Their name means something. It's a big deal. And they want you to not just have the best product, but the best customer service. And, you know, Allstate Siding and Windows.com, they will give you deals like buy 10 windows, get 2 free, 25% off installation. You get $2,000 off your siding installation right now. You can energy-proof your home. This is one of the best ways that you can lower your energy bills and make yourself more energy efficient. But it also makes your house safer. It eliminates dust getting into the home because they're retrofit and cut and measured and created for your specific windows, even if you've had movement there in your foundation. And they will also eliminate a lot of the outside noise when you have the double-pane, double-strength windows. So from a siding standpoint, upgrade the look of your home with durable siding that is meant to withstand the elements here in Houston, and of course, windows that beautify and really add a measure of strength and protection and energy efficiency. Go make sure that you go to the website allstatesidingandwindows.com. That's allstatesidingandwindows.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit hrp.net today.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Beat it, Dolphin boy.
Dolphins blow.
Dolphin man, he said.
Dolphin.
Dell was in here.
Dolphin man.
Why did you bet the Dolphins plus 1.5 when they were plus 2.5 all week?
What about money line? I thought they'd actually win. They could have won.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
They couldn't keep.
The Dolphins are worse than the Texans. No, I can't say
I'm
that.
Not prepared to say that.
Detroit?
But wait a minute. They got beat by Jacksonville.
Now, Detroit is actually competitive.
And the Texans up. Yeah, Detroit competes every week. And they even compete outside of just the first half. The Texans are a competitive first half team and one of the worst second half teams that I've ever seen in the history of the sport.
So what you're saying from now on is bet other teams second half, no matter what the line is.
You'd be 7-0.
No matter what the line is.
What if you took $100 and you kept pressing it every week? Your 100 turned into, you got 100 the first week, then it turned into 200, 400, 800, 1600, 3200, 6400.
Just 800? How about doubling it, everyone? Now you're turning it into a lot of money.
What do you mean? You just did.
No, you didn't. You just went 800 every time.
No. Boom. I said I went 100 to 200 to 400. I went all the way up. You'd won $100 would have got you 6400 if you pressed your winnings every single time.
Every week.
Rebet your winnings every single week.
Wow. In the second half.
Now, if your 100 was a 17 parlay, you would have made way, way, way more than that, but you can't open up like, I think I'm going to. Is this week going to be the week that the Texans cover in the second half against the Rams? I doubt it.
So, Astros World Series scouting report. Here's what the starting pitching, here's what it probably, this is how it probably plays out. And this works out pretty well for the Astros. Morton Valdez, Fried and Garcia in game two. You want Garcia in game two because Garcia at home, his numbers, Luis Garcia at home on base percentage, .264. On the road, .324.
So how's it going to line up? It's going to be Urquidy won't have pitched for a while, but it's going to be Framber Garcia.
So Urquidy gets game three. Now, here's the problem. Urquidy gets game three in Atlanta against Anderson. Then it's Smiley and Odorizzi or Greinke or both in game four. Morton and Valdez in game five in Atlanta. Fried and Garcia again in game six, which back Garcia at home, that's awesome. Garcia starting game two and game six can't be better. Anderson and Urquidy in game seven. I don't know about that.
Well, what you could do is not go to Odorizzi in game four, and you could go back to Framber.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Unless you're down 3-0, I'm not doing that.
I don't either. But if you wanted to try to manipulate,
I'm not doing that because
Framber's not Kevin Brown.
No, he's not.
What about a Grinkerizzi game? Just get both of them in
that's
there.
That's what they're gonna do.
Still doesn't change the fact that.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do.
That Urquidy is going to be your Game 7 starter if you have a Game 7, right? I don't see any way you can.
Listen, there's nothing else you can do. And listen, Urquidy might – we don't know. We didn't think Garcia was going to step up the way he did. Urquidy could step up and be awesome. Urquidy has that in him.
Yeah, no, I've seen it.
Yeah.
I still think Urquidy – yeah, I don't – I feel good about the potential for three guys.
Right now,
Garcia has and we don't know which Framber we're going to get. That's still always up in the air, or which Garcia. But they've given me much more confidence in life.
Well,
personally,
but Garcia at home in those two games, absolutely, it can't work out better. If I tell you right now, we're going Game 7, Ian Anderson against Jose Urquidy. You take it?
Urquidy and Anderson Game 7. You have to take it. Yeah. What are you going to do?
I would take that right now.
Yeah, I mean,
I think Jim.
Yeah, I haven't had a Garcia.
Jim Crane would too.
So
with another home game.
I haven't had. Well, yeah, he'd take as many games as possible. No, I think he'd rather have the chip first, but he'd probably rather win in Game Six.
And you still might be if it goes Game Seven. You still might be able to have Framber available.
Yeah,
to come out of the pen.
Well, I don't know if you know, Tyler, but we don't pitch starters out of the pen in Game Sevens of World Series.
That was the old regime.
I don't know if you know that. That's what analytics tells you.
We've got a new
analytics. You know what? Guy. If I had it to do all over again, now that I think about it, I would have brought in Garrett Cole. Thanks, David Culley. It's like David Culley's weekly. If I had it to do all over again, I should have brought in Derek Cole.
What?
Garrett.
Yeah. Well, that's what Jim Crane said.
I know analytics has things like pitching starters in the World Series as bullpen guys, but we tend to bring guys in. I play the hunch.
Okay.
I don't ever want David Culley to manage a baseball team. If I had to do all over again, I wouldn't have brought in Yimi against the White Sox for the second inning. No. No.
What pitcher? My goodness, it's not even close. Brooks Raley at home versus Brooks Raley on the road. That ERA difference is 3.71. Brooks Raley has a 2.78 at home and a 6.49 on the road. You know what we ain't doing? Bringing Brooks Raley in Atlanta. Let's not do that.
There's some guys who simply are not going to be allowed to
You play. Know who I trust a lot now? Is Ryan Stanek.
Me and Moore.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, listen, the bullpen, like, you can't find something bad to say about the pen other than game three against the White Sox.
No. But in the wins, the bullpen has been
brilliant.
Fantastic. I mean,
brilliant.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. The last three, you know, the last three games against the Red Sox, the hottest lineup in baseball headed in, a ton of home runs, just bombs all over the place. They just shut them down.
Even game one.
They shut them down.
Even game one, the bullpen was great.
I mean, I'm like, oh, God, Maton. Maton getting guys out. Oh, here's Stanek. Stanek's getting guys out. It's like, oh, Brooks Raley's.
Well, Graveman got in a little trouble, but Maldonado bailed him out.
Maldy did bail him out. Graveman is still, we have seen this a couple times.
It was strike him out. Yeah, so you got to give him a little bit of credit. Strike him out, throw him out. Yeah.
It was strike him out, throw him out. It wasn't a great jump by Vasquez, but I mean, not Vasquez, but Mo Schrute. But it was, you know, Graveman wasn't hitting the zone like he should have. And I don't know, Graveman, a couple of, like, three different appearances in the postseason, he feels like a guy who doesn't have great confidence.
No, but he better. He better pick it up, brother. I'm telling you right here and right now, you better pick it up, brother, because the Graveman's going to be in a huge, huge situation. News of the Weird, finishing up strong when we come back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I got to talk about Hoop Sporting Goals and Equipment. If you're looking for the best goal and it's not even arguable, my man Keith Tate does it. He's been doing it for I don't know how long here. But dads, kids want to play. Basketball season is here. By the way, Jalen Green, 8 threes. Do you want your kid to make threes? Yes.
Well, I'd like for him to make 8 threes, as a matter of fact, and score over 30 points. Jalen Green setting a rookie record.
All you got to do is, hey, how about you want the kids to shoot? Yeah. Your kid probably ain't Jalen Green, okay? Probably not as athletic. Probably not going to be an NBA player, but you never know. But the only way you'll find out is if they're shooting, okay? Now, Dad, I can't reach the goal. It's too high, so I'm going to play Call of Duty. No, get outside. I'm going to lower the goal. Watch, kid. Here we go. Lower the goal. Now stay out there and play instead of sitting on your butt twiddling your thumbs. Get them outside, Dad. Get them outside with a Pro Dunk Hoops because you can raise and lower it, and it's beautiful. Mom will love it because it actually increases the curb value, okay? If the curb appeal. It is awesome. All you got to do is go to ProDunkHoops.com. You'll never see a better goal ever, anywhere, anytime, period, exclamation point. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, carsforkids.org, that's your website that you go to initiate them coming out there and hauling off your car, your truck, your SUV, your motorcycle. Even if it's not working, in many cases, it's not working. In many cases, it might be a piece of junk, and you can't get rid of it. You know you're not going to try to fix it up. Maybe you said you were, and then you're not doing anything with it. You can't resell it. It's just sitting on your property, and you don't feel like having to pay somebody to come out and haul it off for you, even though you want it off your property. You're in luck. Cars for Kids will come out there and they'll haul that off your property. And not only will they not charge you, they'll give you a $50 Visa gift card when you mention you heard about it on ESPN 97.5. You have to mention that. You get the $50 gift card. And they will give you the tax write-off. So now you get a write-off the car and not the kid. Houston Can Academy is going to be the one who benefits from carsforkids.org, their work. They partner with them here in the Houston area. So make sure that you initiate the process of having them come pick up your car, your vehicle, working or not working, at carsforkids.org.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. There's a kid, Jason Bracey. He is in Modesto. He plays for the Modesto Raiders. He's 15 years old. That's him. Right there.
Blind.
Plays quarterback.
That's a bold choice, Cotton.
I mean,
I'm assuming he's blind. He looks like a little tiny Ronnie Millsap.
And I don't know what Ronnie Millsap looks like.
Like that? Only like with that. Longer hair and 60 years older?
I never use it as an excuse, not once. Never have, never will. I told my team the only difference between me and the other quarterback is that he has a different number, and that's it. He apparently, I don't know, just
think of something else.
Well, yeah, the other kid can see, but apparently he's playing and he plays. And
Is he legally blind?
Legally, no. Yes, he hasn't seen since he was 1 year old.
I mean, meaning can you kind of tell?
No, he can't kind of see.
How do you play? Is he not even a joke. Is he in a blind league?
No, he's with other kids that can see.
He has got to have the most turnovers in the league. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just, I don't mean to be insensitive, but there's no way he's not giving the ball up all the time. He's getting sacked all the time. It's just got to be the truth.
Not the most turnovers.
Maybe Pat Mahomes has more.
Have you seen the protests lately? Did you see the people protesting?
About Pat Mahomes?
No, about Kyrie Irving?
No.
Did you see this?
No. Oh, what is this?
The anti-vaxxers stormed the stadium where the Nets play, and they were pushing over barriers and let Kyrie play. Let Kyrie. The anti. Yeah.
It's.
And have you seen?
It's a state mandated. What are y'all talking about?
And apparently, have you heard of this? Trans Lives Matter.
Yes, I've heard of it.
Trans Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, one of the activists threatened to lynch Dave Chappelle. Do you think that's appropriate?
Well, a lot of bold moves in here in your News for the Weird. Like, it should be called News for the Bold. Like, threatening to lynch a black comedian.
Yeah.
Well, I'm curious how this one's going to play out.
Now it seems that you're turning the tide. Hate Flicks, it's called. Because
what's Hate Flicks?
Hate Flicks is Netflix, but it's hatred because Dave Chappelle is hateful. Mm. Is hateful. Apparently I have that on. Don't do that. Austin's understaffed police force are telling citizens to collect evidence at the crime scenes themselves.
Do you bag it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the evidence. You know. Usually, the police cordon it off. Nobody walk here.
Don't touch the crime
scene.
You're
destroying evidence.
They want you all. You know what? You know what criminal defense lawyers say? Absolutely.
This please
finally
do that.
Finally, we do something to really, you know, to really start helping. Because how easy is it going to be to win that case? Well, Your Honor, they've got a bunch of. They just dropped a bunch of a beer. They actually poured out a bunch of beer in the crime scene. So. Can't trust anything here. It's just got beer all over it and cheese.
Yeah, well, take the beer and cheese away and look at what the evidence tells you.
And that's it. It's been.
We're going to have to change.
Case dismissed. You just dropped a bunch of nacho cheese all over the body, all over the carcass. We can't do this. Now, I've seen a lot of Castle. So I will say that there is. And I've seen Bosch. So watching Bosch, watching Castle, some SVU, obviously.
I got a feeling I could probably do a pretty decent job of collecting
information. Well, you put the footy stuff on.
Yeah.
You make sure you're not
just
stepping
like an air conditioning guy.
Yeah,
you go in somebody's house or
coming.
A crime scene or with Castle, I can like, And I'm always going to, the first person I interview and it wasn't them, you always circle back because at the end, it was them.
It was them.
It was them.
The first person you interview. It's always the first person you interview. A woman broke into a Coronado home. It's not unusual, right? Except what she did was she changed the locks and pretended that she lived there. Do you think they should?
I love that move.
Yeah.
Honey, our keys aren't working. What?
Was someone? Do you think she should be able to squat? Hey, I put the locks in.
Squatter's rights.
Once you
change the lock, it's official.
It's my house. Do you have a key? I have a key.
In San Francisco and Austin, that's the new thing. You get in there and change the locks. Sorry, you just lost your $1.9 million, 1,300 square foot home. Sorry.
There was a story of some guy who did it in Houston for like a $600,000 home. And he basically like wrote a letter, like got a lawyer, and he has like legal documentation now saying that
he owns the house.
If somehow, I guess the house got foreclosed on and he moved in and he doesn't have any gas, AC, like anything set up in the house, no water or anything. But after a certain period, if they don't pay off the house or whatever, or however it is, like, he's going to own the home.
Yeah, no. That's not how it works.
Nope.
That makes me so mad hearing that. The people they're trying to find some loopholes. Sorry, I called it. You can't call shotgun on a house. You don't get to just call houses like, my house called it.
Dibs.
I moved in.
Yeah, no,
you. No gas, no water.
Yeah, you kind of do.
You can't call
houses. You kinda, in America, yeah, you kind of can.
Based on what? What's the rule?
You kind of can.
That's how America was founded.
That's how America is. Hey, I don't care. What kind of squatter rights do you have? I'm not paying my rent.
30 years of a house note or get it free. Why doesn't everyone squat on everything?
Well,
it's just like the purge. You just do house purges.
That's all. That's what we're doing.
Beat the owners and throw them out on the streets and like, sorry, my house.
One day a year?
I got it. Yeah, it's one day a year you get a new house.
Japan. Apparently they're done with online insults. You're going to get jail time for insulting people online.
I love it. Do it right around mock draft time. I'm for it, by the way. I'm for it. If you insult people on Twitter, I am for jail. Twitch users, be careful.
Watch yourself.
Be careful, Twitchy.
Watch yourself, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch yourself.
But I can just tell you this. You guys want to jump in and say something about my mock draft? Go to prison.
Do you want to move to Greensburg, Indiana?
I don't. Or do I?
Oh, they'll pay you $7,000, and they'll give you eligible candidates to be free grandparents for you.
Now, say this again. What's
you
that
part? You get $7,000,
yeah,
and they'll give you free grandparents
to
watch the kids or whatever.
So, in other words, babysitters.
Go over. You know, we're going to have dinner over at grandma's house. Come on.
Hey, that's not enough money.
$7,000 to move to Greensburg?
And B, how about I not get the grandparents and you just give me a free babysitter?
Well, that's a free babysitter.
I don't want a grandma and grandpa. I had grandma and grandpas.
Well,
I don't want some nana to... I don't want G-ma and G-paw or Gaga or whatever, Meemaw, whatever you call them. No, I don't want you at my house when I get back. Get out of here. I don't want to go to your house for... You want to give me a chef service where they cook food and give it to us?
I don't have my grandparents anymore. I wouldn't mind having some grandparents again. It'd be great. Papa and Yaya.
Who are they going to be, though?
Huh?
Who are they going to be?
Papa and Yaya.
What if Dusty was your grandpa?
Then I call him Pawpaw. That's right.
Would you want Dusty? Who do you want to be your grandpa right now? David Culley, Dusty, or Mike D'Antoni?
Dusty.
Okay.
Dusty 1, D'Antoni 2.
I think Mike D'Antoni would
like
let
to be
you.
Around him, but I don't really want to be around him.
I think Papa Dusty would be a lot like Grandpa Zerline, my Grandpa Zerline. There were days where he was like really fun to be around, and there were days when he was a farmer. So if the weather report wasn't so good, get in a little bad mood.
So Charlie's next. He's going to break down the Texans game play by play.
Mm.
Every single play. That's just going to be nonstop Texans talk next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You don't want to miss it.
I'll tell you about tequila, though. Maestro Dobel is a tequila that I think you are going to absolutely love if you haven't had it. Whether it's the silver, maybe you really enjoy Reposados, maybe you enjoy Añejos, but they also have a Cristalino. And the Diamante, which is Maestro Dobel Diamante, it's the very first Cristalino. And now there are other brands who have created or who are now swimming in the Cristalino space. And it's a blend of three different tequilas. It's charcoal filtered, and it becomes the Cristalino that is known as the Diamante. And there's more even beyond that. There's some different types of tequilas and varietals that extend even beyond the Cristalino. So make sure that you check out the entire suite of great tequilas, 11 generations of tequila makers, only 100% blue agave. This is a company for you when it comes to making fine tequilas. You can find them at any place that fine spirits are sold or in many restaurants around Houston. Maestro Dobel.
ESPN 97.5.